right, y'all. What's the deal? It's your girl, KP. We're back with another episode of Fem Talk, a podcast that highlights the individuals in the LGBTQ plus community and a safe space for us to have our open and honest conversations. Don't forget to check out our podcast every Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on iHeartRadio, 105.7 The Phase, and the Fem Talk YouTube page. So today we are going to be having a very special guest going by the name of Madam Brittany B. Our topic is going to be experience as a masked female in a male-dominated industry. So Brittany, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
What's happening? My name is Brittany Benson. I go by the name Madam Brittany B. I am a hip-hop superstar, humbly speaking.
Okay. We love the confidence.
For sure. I rap, I dance, I teach hip-hop choreography as well. And, you know, that's just a little bit about me.
Okay. So I did want to ask you, because I know that your artist name is Madam Brittany B. So do you have like a label preference or anything? Like, how do you like to be referred to as?
As, you speaking like gender-wise?
Yeah, like, or... she, her, they.
Listen. I'm a female. At the end of the day, female. I got a whole vagina in between my legs.
Right. No.
Yeah. I just, and no disrespect to anybody else or the label situation or whatnot, but my mother just didn't raise me like that. You know what I mean? Be right. Who you are. Love who you love. Do whatever you do in your own personal spot, whatever. But at the end of the day, you're a woman and don't you ever forget it. So that's just how I was raised. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right, bro. I agree. But, you know, you just got to ask sometimes. Got to be sure. But I appreciate you for answering that question.
Sure.
So I just want to get into it. Tell us a little bit about, like, how you got into music and what is your style of music?
My style of music will be hip hop, most definitely. And if you want to like compare it to somebody, it's crazy because I've been really kind of enjoying the fact that the people that I get compared to, like I did a show in Hesperia probably like 3 weeks ago or something. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of nervous because it was all full of like white people. No disrespect or nothing, but it was just in front of a crowd that I've never dealt with, you know, but after getting off the stage, I got approached and they be comparing me to people like Queen Latifah. You know what I'm saying? Different
things. Right. Like,
I think that that's dope because it can easily just be like a Young M.A. Or,
right.
And again, mm-hmm. And we love Young M.A. She dope.
We do.
You know what I mean?
That we do.
But it's just a whole different type of bracket when you get to compare it to somebody like a Queen Latifah. You know what I mean? But that's my style. And how did I get into it? Man, it's so crazy because, you know, if it's just something in you, it's just in you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I can say about, right. Like, dance and hip-hop or something. It's just naturally in me. Like, my mother would tell me stories of when I was a little kid, like 3-4 years old, and I was doing a Running Man and shit. Like, all of my own, you know what I'm saying? The crowd, and all the people there around drinking and having fun at the family functions, and I'm getting in the
right.
So, it's just kind of just in me. And I tried to... not even that I tried to, but I had all intentions on living a regular life as in going to college, getting a degree, and getting a regular job. But the creative
9 to 5, so I'm cute.
Yeah, the creative side just couldn't leave me. It just couldn't escape me. So that's what I got to chase. You know what I mean?
No, I feel that. And I love that you decided to like do that. Because sometimes some people will put like their creative dreams on hold for that 9 to 5. Or because mom's like, well, I want you to go be a doctor.
Right.
I don't want you to be no rapper, you know, a hip-hop superstar in your case. You feel me? So... you
no,
know,
don't, and please don't get it twisted because I definitely work a 9 to 5. I need something to be able to take to invest in what I really want out of life. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely put in, and I got a blessed job as well, too. So,
how is it balancing the two?
Man, I was just sharing this with my friend yesterday, too. Not even just those two. It's like so many different things. I was just expressing how I have to wear so many different hats. You know what I'm saying? I like direct my music videos. I had to find an engineer. I had to find a producer. I had to find a creative director, somebody to make all my, you know, my advertisement type of things. Like, you know, and it's me. And it's definitely just me. So it's just like, and that's what make it even doper to me that I ain't getting no handout from nobody. So can't nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They gave me nothing or nothing. I hold it on too high. But it's challenging. But if it ain't challenging, it ain't right. It ain't supposed to feel right. What's to make you uncomfortable? That's how it's supposed to make you feel. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because that's how you grow, you know? And so is it hard being like a one-woman, you know, team? While, like,
yeah.
I took a look at your profile and I saw some of your work, and you're really doing like your shit out here. So I'm just like, if you're doing the music videos and finding everybody, I'm like, how are you doing all of this? And then
going it takes a lot of somebody. You know what the secret is to it too? It takes a lot of writing down. Like, I gotta write everything down. I'm big on like vision boards and journals and taking notes, and I'm big on that type of shit. But if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't be able to work, like, at all.
Yeah, that's what keeps me. You know what's so funny? I love that you said that, because one of my homegirls is actually right here. She bought me a journal. I mean, it's a planner for me to be able to write down everything, because I have vision boards and stuff, and I put stuff in my phone, but like, it just don't be hitting the same as like me writing down and taking this, planning out my day, what I gotta buy. So,
absolutely.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Definitely would recommend that to anybody who's looking to get a little organized, get some things knocked out.
You know, it's one of the secrets to success. You gotta write it down. You're not gonna find no rich person without no journal. Period. It's not gonna happen.
No, that's facts though. Yeah. That's facts. And then rich people are real frugal too, so you know, they know a little something. They know they're up there. So I know you said that you do wear a lot of hats. It seems like you do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So regarding your music, did your music style ever change? Like, were you always a rapper? I know you say you do R&B, or are you a singer? Have you ever been?
I just rap, that's it. But I rap and I dance. I teach hip hop choreography, like I dance.
Like you dance, like you hitting, like, well, you say choreography, so you're in choreography?
I'm hitting choreo like Usher, like Chris Brown. I'm hitting choreo.
Okay.
I ain't flipping. I can't turn no flips, but I'm hitting choreo.
It's the Usher and Chris Brown for me, because you know, Usher and Chris Brown are going to put on a show.
Period.
So that means he's going to go up there and put on a show.
All that. And some more.
All right. All right, y'all. Listen. Because I'm going to have to see. I want to see. I'm going to be like, all right, y'all. We're going to be continued on the next Film Talk episode. She put on a show. She did. She did what she had to do.
For sure.
So when it comes to like your sexual orientation and being in the industry, do you feel like you've ever been overlooked? You know, for being a masculine presenting artist in such a hard community, because don't get me wrong, the women are doing their thing right now, especially in music, but overall we know it's a man thing kind of thing. So how do you feel about that?
Man, I mean, the world is what it is, and people gonna be judgmental, and you do get overlooked, and all the stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm really just a true believer of like, what's meant for you is what's meant for you, and can't nobody stop that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your destiny is, that's what it's gonna be. Can't nobody stop it at all. So that's kind of the mind frame that I try to keep. But of course, you know, you ain't walking around in no skirt, and you ain't with your ass all out and all that good stuff. So fingers be being pointed, and eyes get to being rolled, and you know what I'm saying, get to going in the corner or whatnot. I definitely get it, but again, they can't stop God's plan, so shit, it is what it is.
I feel that. How long have you been doing music for?
You know what, I ain't gonna lie, taking it seriously, like, pandemic, because I've been doing it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say taking it seriously, like, I'm not finna do nothing else but this, as far as like really writing on the journal, writing in the vision board of this is what the plan, this is what I'm gonna stick to, I gotta write this song, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? So like pre-pandemic, I really just started taking it serious, and I'm in love.
I love that, because it's, I mean, honestly, you know what's crazy though, the pandemic definitely been like 4 years ago now, but yeah. So it's like, that's a cool amount of time, but I definitely see like why it's like, okay. But
and it's,
I love,
cool,
that.
So even if within a 4 year, if the pandemic was 4 years ago, then within the 4 years, I didn't release 3 projects. So I've been working.
Yeah, you definitely been working.
For sure.
Oh my God. Who are some of the people that you've gotten to collaborate with and your favorites?
I love of course, they're going to be like underground people right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Shout out to an artist named Wiz Propane. He from Compton. We actually did a collaboration project together too. Itself, you know, Treasure. You know, I got with Treasure. We did some stuff too, and then did some Pride events, and you know what I'm saying? Just different things, did shows. So I done connected with a few different individuals for sure.
That's dope. So tell me a little bit about what inspires your music.
Life itself. It's almost like a, you know, you call that friend, you just want to vent. I really don't care about your feedback. It's my turn to talk. I just want to vent.
I just want to talk.
yeah, you know, just listen to me for a minute. That's kind of like what music is to me. You know, you get to like just shit, say whatever is on your mind, however you feel, whatever. Can't nobody say nothing about it. They just gonna sit and listen to you. You ain't got to worry about nobody saying nothing. And that's what my biggest inspiration is about it. But one more other thing too, I think it's the most powerful thing in the world, actually, just making music itself, like with any type of lyrics with it. It don't have to be hip-hop, it don't necessarily got to be, it can be jazz, it can be R&B, it can be classical, it can be whatever you want. But in order to be able to like put a message in a rhythm type of form and then be able to be on stage or in your car or whatever and share that message with millions of people, you know what I'm saying, just by like,
right,
yeah, I think that shit is powerful, being able to say whatever you want and share the message, especially if it's positive. You got a gang of rappers that talk about a bunch of bullshit.
No, this, yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Women, but, yeah, women too.
Yeah, women too. You know, all that ratchet shit. They known for that. But for real, and it ain't a good look. But what is a good look is the things that we got to kind of filter out and hold on to. You know what I mean? So
that's
the big reason why I chase it. I think it's the most powerful thing ever. Like, damn, I could like put this in a song format and be able to share the way that I feel and what I think and my beliefs on the world and shit with the world.
Yeah. And then have people really relate too. Cause you know, people really are fans. You know, I'm sure you have like, it seems like you have like a really large fan base already, so it's just kind of like, imagine all those people who listen to your music and it's like, damn,
really,
I needed to hear that today, you know? Because yeah, that'd be me. I'm the type of person, if I like a song, I'm gonna listen to that song like
over and over.
Yeah. Over and over. Niggas don't want to be in my car because I'm gonna be listening to my same little 5 songs a day.
Period.
Yeah, we listening to this. So
period.
Yeah. definitely. I do think music's definitely powerful as well too, because like I said, you can just reach so many people, like such a broad audience. And it takes a lot of like confidence to even do that. Cause there's a lot of people who are talented who don't have the confidence to even share it with the world,
yeah,
you know? So it's one thing to like do it and then to be like, here you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here you
and
go.
It's crazy. So I'm super excited. I'm getting ready to release a project April the 12th, but I can't say that it don't make me nervous neither. Like, damn, what they gonna think or what this.
Right.
So it takes an extreme amount of confidence to keep your head high and just be like, just go.
Honestly, yeah, it does. But it's cool though, because it's like, if you know you have your craft, it's not gonna be for everybody. Sometimes you're not for everybody, but that's cool, because all the people that you are for, it's gonna hit for them. So I do wanna talk about your upcoming project though. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Upcoming project, the title of it is called Power of the Tongue. You see I'm big on the outlet and, you know what I'm saying, the message and the inspiration. So the project is called Power of the Tongue. It's dropping April the 12th again. I got 10 tracks on there, really like 8 if I count them, and 2 kind of like an intro and maybe like an outro or what bit. But I got a couple features, got 5 or 6 features or something. I'm super excited about it. I invested a little more in it this time, as in,
okay,
once you do music, you know, that you record it with the engineer and then you get it mixed and mastered, it's kind of ready to go. But I actually took the extra step of it and taking it to another producer and having him the executive producer and put it on. So I've been holding out, man. The project been ready for a minute. I'm big on planning, you know what I'm saying, and kind of creating a campaign a little bit. So I'm shot
right
for music videos, they ready to go. So I got everything written down, what week, what gonna release, and the promo video and whatever. So man, we working.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it. That's exciting. Because you said 10 songs?
Yeah, it's
10. Oh yeah, you not playing. You like, yeah, we out here, we finna show y'all what we doing. Every track, right there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like I said, I did take a look at your page and I checked out some of your work. So I was wondering, so the phrase, this grown ass woman, is that like, what is that? Where did that come from? That's your thing? Cause I know you're a grown ass woman, but like the emphasis
of it, huh? Yeah, that's the emphasis of it. The emphasis all the way boils down to damn near the very first question that you asked me as soon as we got on here. You know what I mean? And it's like, and I get it all the time, man. One time, do you pay attention to Boosie? I know you know who Boosie is. Because no, for real, it's messed up because I feel like I'm having a Boosie moment right now, to where he speak his mind, he be truthful, but then it be like backlash about it. But I just want to be honest. You know what I mean?
And you could because be honest on Fem Talk. You good.
I got you. Because of like I said, because of the way that I told you that I was raised. So I've encountered situations to where like I walked inside of a store and the security guard is right there at the entrance and I got to use the bathroom. So I'm asking him like, you know, good morning, excuse me, sir. Could you tell me where the bathroom is, please? And then he's like, yeah, it's over there, sir. And it's like, who you talking to, bro? Because now I feel disrespected because.
Yeah.
And then he be like, and I asked him, like, did you just call me sir? Not in no bad stuff, you know, but I'm just curious of like, what's. And he like, yeah, his thing is like, I don't know what to call y'all. Some of them don't want to be called right. girl. Some of them don't want to be called this. I don't know what to say. So in order for you not to even have to question that, you know what I mean? I create songs like that to let you know, like, I'm a grown ass woman. Like, and even if you listen to the song, the lyrics is telling you, like, I will choose a girl. I choose a female. I love women. That's what I like. But at the right. end of the day, I'm a grown ass woman, period.
Period.
It is.
Hey, you know what's so funny though? I swear, one of the questions that I wanted to ask you that was gonna follow, you know, what we talked about earlier was, have you ever been referred to as sir? And like, how does it make you feel? You know, because yeah. sometimes it's unintentional. It can be harmless. People just generally don't know. But then sometimes it be them people who be like, sir, and they're looking dead at you. They yeah. know you're a whole woman.
Right. So, right. Right.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought
that up. Yeah, and that's just kind of, I understand too that that's the territory that my lifestyle comes with. And at the end of the day, it's all about the way that I respond to it. So I try not to get ignorant or nothing, but I can be honest and say that I am human. And that should be like disrespectful to me, you know? But again, it is what it is. You can feel the way that you feel, however you see me in your eyes. Man, it's all good. Just don't. If it comes to disrespecting me, you know what I'm saying, and making me feel uncomfortable in my space, then we got a problem. Other than that, right. think whatever you want to think and refer to me to wherever you want to refer to me to. It's all love. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I feel that for you, but yeah. That is too funny. You, what'd you say?
Like, with you, like, what's your, are you a part of the LGBTQ community?
I am.
Okay. And then no, I'm sorry. I know you're the interviewer, but I'm just curious of like, what's your preference? Like the studs, the this, the femme. So what's your preference?
No, yeah, you're good. It's so funny. No one's ever asked me a question. But so I am a lesbian. I love women. Like, I love women all around, right? I just cannot date feminine women. It's only because, it just, you know, I'm feminine and I like to be submissive, you know? And a lot of feminine women are not dominant.
Okay.
If she was out there, cool. But it's just, I prefer to date a stud just because I feel like I love the masculinity that they still have, but very much so the women who know that they're still women, you know? Like, because there's levels to this stud shit, I feel like.
Man.
There's levels to it. I don't know what to refer to every level as, but there's definitely levels to it. But I like the ones who are very much so like, yeah, I'm a woman, but I just present myself as such. So.
For sure.
Yeah. We just, that's what me and them go real well.
I got you.
But yeah, other than that though, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I did want to ask you, where else can we find you or any other upcoming projects that we should be on the lookout for? When is your project dropping?
It's dropping April the 12th, Friday, April the 12th, Pearl the Tongue. But then I got 3 music videos that's already done, ready to roll out, that's attached to that project. Right after that, I got the single ready for the next project that's going to drop too. So, man, Instagram, Madam Brittany B, my YouTube, Madam Brittany B, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. And if you want to get a little bit more in depth, man, check out my website, www.brittanyb.com.
Okay, y'all heard the woman. Like, we've been working. She said this dropping. Anyways, we will make sure we put all of your information back in the comments and in the bio information. But until next time, y'all, this was another episode of Fem Talk with Madam Brittany B. I'm gonna see you guys next time.